Coast Radio News for Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. I'm George Henry. From 10 a.m. through 1 a.m. today, Lane County Public Health will be conducting free COVID-19 testing in Florence. The event will be held at the Florence Food Share at 2190 Spruce Street. The testing is open and available to all of the public, but priority will be given to residents in high-risk groups, first responders, individuals who have not been able to maintain physical distancing, for example, those who've had to work throughout the outbreak, and, of course, those who are symptomatic. These tests do not include antibody tests and will only show whether or not you are currently infected by the coronavirus. Under the new regulations from Governor Kate Brown, those wishing to receive a test will have to come to the event wearing a mask. Individuals that test positive will be contacted by Lane County Public Health. There was a free public testing in Mapleton on Saturday, which resulted in about 75 tests being given. There are three new cases of COVID-19 to report in Lane County, bringing the total number of cases to 151. All three of these cases are out of the Eugene-Springfield area. In a press conference yesterday, Lane County Public Health official Jason Davis said in addition to the new cases, they are also following a pair of clusters that have emerged from testing. One is a college-age cluster, and the other is a high school-age cluster. Davis said the county is working on the origin of both clusters, but believe them to be associated with end-of-year celebrations. Davis also said new reporting procedures have been enacted and they will no longer identify results as positive and presumptive.
The reason for this is that typically most of our presumptive cases do end up becoming positive cases.
He says that numbers could fluctuate, though, as some cases may end up being negative. Statewide, there have been 181 new cases to report, bringing the total to 8,656, and three new deaths are included in yesterday's report. All three deaths are from Marion County, and all three had underlying health conditions. Governor Kate Brown will hold a press conference this morning to discuss the state of COVID-19 in Oregon and also give details on the new requirements for all Oregon residents to wear masks. She will also discuss the extension of her state of emergency order that will now continue through September 4th. Brown has said that if the state is not able to reduce the number of cases in the state and flatten the curve, it could affect how schools will move forward in the fall. This weekend, the Florence Police Department will be participating in increased enforcement of DUII as part of a state-funded plan to keep the roadways safe. Additional officers will be on patrol looking for potential DUII drivers. That enforcement will be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Commander John Pitcher says that there is still a moratorium on ticketing for expired plates and driver's licenses as long as those expirations happen during the current coronavirus pandemic. If your expiration falls outside of that window, there may be a ticket issued. The Florence Food Share has received a $2,500 grant from United Way's Community Response Fund. The grant will support COVID-19-related efforts by the Florence Food Share, according to Food Share Director Colin Morgan. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, July 1st, 2020.